what kind of furniture do you have in your living room?
What do you mean by what kind?
Oh, I mean, just kind of describe it. Yeah. Do you have a chair?
We have a chair, a couch, and a coffee table, and a drum table. It's in the shape of a drum. And then lamps, and we have a chandelier, a small chandelier up there. I'm so embarrassed by it.
Embarrassed?
It's so ugly.
Oh, well. Do you ever call your couch anything else by another term?
Well, we call it sofa sometimes, but most of the time we call it couch. I don't know of any other name besides sofa and couch.
Mm-hmm. In the girls' room there, what do you keep your clothes in?
A closet.
Do you have a piece of furniture with drawers in it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Either the chest of drawer or the bureau.
Mm-hmm. Have you, all of the stuff in your house, all of the chairs and the couch and the bureau and stuff, what do you call all of that together?
The furniture.
At your window, the things that you would pull down to keep out light,
mm-hmm.
What do you call those?
Shades.
And if you did not have a closet, it used to be they built houses without closets in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they had pieces of furniture that they kept clothes in. Do you know what you would call that?
A trunk, probably.
Yeah, you could use a trunk. Some of these were bigger and you could hang clothes in them. Can you think of anything?
I don't know what the name of it is, but I think my grandmother has an old one.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard anybody say chiffereau?
That's what it is, a chiffereau.
Uh-huh.
She has one very old, about to fall down.
Wonder how old it is.
Mm. It's old, pretty old.
How old is she?
She'll be 75 in September. She was born at the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Have you ever heard wardrobe?
Mm-hmm.
How would you use that word? If you were going to say wardrobe.
You know, I have to be a movie star first.
Make up a sentence with that.
Well, my wardrobe consists of mostly dresses.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody use wardrobe for like chiffereau? Anything? Has the same piece of furniture?
I didn't know that.
Okay. In some houses, there's a room at the top of the house, just under the roof. What would you call that?
An attic.
Mm-hmm. And the room that you cook in?
Kitchen.
Do you have a little room, you didn't draw it, but what would you call a little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods and...
Pantry. Mm-hmm. We don't have one.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a lot of old worthless things that you are about to throw away?
Junk.
What if you had a room where you would put all that stuff? You weren't going to throw it away, you were going to keep it. What would you call that room?
I have no idea.
Do you have a room outside, like, where you might put, I don't know, a rake or something?
Garage?
Yeah, we keep things like that in the garage.
Mm-hmm. We can't put our car in there.
How come?
So much junk in there. That's what we have. My sisters have a bicycle, and there's mostly bicycle in there, and just a lot of junk.
Mm-hmm.
Old bottles and all kinds of things in there.
Mm-hmm.
Lawnmower.
A lawnmower?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of lawnmower is it?
It's not a riding one. It's the one you push. I don't know. Let's see.
Does it have a motor on it?
Mm-hmm.
What would you be doing if every morning you kind of, you know, you wash the dishes and sweep the floor and you kind of put the furniture, move the furniture around a little bit and swept and stuff? What would you be calling that? You were kind of
cleaning up?
Mm-hmm.